Prague Castle or Charles Bridge are not the only things you would find on the Czech Republic's list of cultural and historical heritage. Červinka, a unique reddish breed of Czech cattle, has also been included. Today there are approximately 100 of these cows left in the country, but not a single breeding bull. Experts are now trying to find ways how to save it from extinction. Ruth Frankova spoke to Vera Matlova of the Institute of Animal Science. She first asked her to say a few words about this particular breed.
In English it's called red cattle. It's brown reddish, very specific, no white spots, and also the appearance is not the same as the modern cattle. It's smaller in body frame. It looks like an old, not improved breed.
Why is the red cattle considered to be part of the Czech national heritage?
It's really the last autochthonous cattle breed, not only in Czech Republic, but in the whole region of Central Europe. It was used since 16th or 17th century already. Former farmers were using it in our national conditions, which were tailor-made for their needs, for their requirements. They were using it not only for milking, they were using it for meat and also as a draught animal.
How is it possible that it is now on the verge of extinction?
Because the conditions have changed, of course. Production enterprises are using modern breeds because they need a lot of milk, because the economic conditions are pushing them to this way of production. This breed is absolutely not able to compete in productivity.
How many cows are there nowadays in the Czech Republic?
Nowadays, unfortunately, we have only 109. During early 90s, last century, we have found last maybe 20 heads and concentrated them into one herd. But unfortunately, we had no bull. So we used semen doses, which we imported from Poland. As in the history, Polish red cattle was very closely related to Czech red cattle. We produced some young bulls, but unfortunately the genetic profile were not as old as we would like to have.
So is there a way to save the red cattle?
Fortunately, we are operating so-called gene bank. We have since 1997 about 100 embryos, which were produced by the original cows and Polish semen, which now we know was of the old type. It was the last way how to recover the original genetic purity of the breed. So last August we made so-called embryo transfer, and now we are expecting during April and May 15 to 17 calves. And we hope that at least one half of them would be young bulls.
Vera Matlova from the Institute of Animal Science, and she was speaking there to Ruth Frankova.